Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Ryan, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt a Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Krista Scabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community.
Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding and appreciation of art through three decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana. For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Bigger Show in 3, 2.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas.
In the house.
And if you're listening, you're on point. This is
the official
OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Wednesday morning. Yes, we're winding down the week, headed straight toward the 4th of July weekend. A lot of people are getting ready, getting excited. But before you get there, we want to encourage you as you're traveling in this morning, as we always do, to make sure that you stay engaged. Watch out for yourself as well as others. And you know the drill. Progress instead of perfection. Hopefully you're doing just a little bit better this morning on those mobile devices than you did on yesterday. Yesterday's over. Tomorrow's not here yet. We've got today. Do better. Make sure you're staying engaged. Please make sure that you're mindful that kids are on summer vacay. And if you're a parent, well, we know this all too well. We know that kids are out and about. We see them every day, all day, in various parts of different cities. And they are just doing what kids do, having fun and being oblivious of cars and traffic and really the dangers that lie ahead. So we as drivers and adults have to make sure that we're mindful about those kids that are out and about, not paying attention. Parents, remember to caution your kids about earbuds or whatever they're calling them these days. I think it's earbuds. But make sure that, you know, that they're engaged. Make sure that that loud music blaring in their ear doesn't keep them from hearing traffic, doesn't keep them from hearing trains. Actually, it keeps them in danger when they're on streets and busy roadways with those earbuds in their ears. So these are all things that we have to remind our kids to make sure that they're being mindful about. And make sure that we're telling our kids, use the sidewalks. There's nothing wrong with them. I often wonder every single time I see a sidewalk and I see kids in the road and I say, what in the world is wrong with the sidewalks? Why aren't kids using sidewalks? A lot of kids on bicycles, a lot of adults on bicycles. So a lot to make sure that you're staying engaged about. Well, switching gears, you know, we're winding down the week. I look at the day. I can't believe it's already July 2nd. People are getting excited about the 4th of July weekend, but some other people are getting really excited and are excited this morning, and that's the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, D.C. Today, they are celebrating their grand reopening. They're having their ribbon cutting at 8:30 this morning, so they're getting ready. And then they're going to have a full branch tour from 10 this morning until 2 in the afternoon. I'm going to tell you what, if you have not seen the revamp of the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at 303 Edgewood Drive in Pineville, you have missed a treat. It is absolutely state-of-the-art in every way. It is, when they were under construction, D.C., we were trying to figure out how in the world is this going to look? What is it going to be? All the red dirt, all of the inconveniences. But I'm going to tell you what, when you make your way over there today, you will see a beautiful state-of-the-art piece of work. I mean, it is elegant. It is classy. When you walk in, you know how some redos, you can kind of tell that it was a redo. Everything is totally new, totally different. And they're super excited. And let me tell you something. If you are looking for a credit union where you can feel like family, if you're looking for a credit union with heart, the credit union, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is the absolute credit union that you want to be on point with. I'm going to tell you, incredible people. Hats off to CEO Cindy Beauregard, all of the hard work that she does, and the way that she spearheads and leads her team. No matter what it is they're doing, they always do it with a spirit of excellence. So if you're a member or if you are looking for a credit union, you'll want to get on over to the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. The ribbon cutting is going to be at 8:30, and then they're going to have tours from 10 until 2. So it's going to be something to see. So we're really, really excited about that and about all of the newness at the Heart CU, the credit union with heart. Now, switching gears just a little bit, D.C., on yesterday, what an incredible day it was for us to be able to be a part of what Helping Hands Ministry
is doing in our community. You know, DC and I woke up this morning and we were talking about it. We talked about it yesterday after we left the microphone. And we were just honored to be able to be a part, just to play a small part in being the change that we want to see. And, you know, I was thinking this morning as we were driving in, I said, you know, we ask our listeners, not a lot, but oftentimes we'll ask you to give to other causes, to give to causes in your community, in our community, that are changing people's lives. And one of the things that we have prayed about and have believed is that we were going to be able to encourage and raise up, help to raise up, because we know that God has to really raise people up. But we were going to encourage all of you, and we were going to encourage the community as much as we could to raise up a new level of givers. Because what we understand is that when you keep tapping the same resources and the same people give year in and year out, and the same people volunteer year in and year out, well, guess what? They can only do so much, and then people get tired. And then givers start to say, now givers really, they don't ever really get tired because they understand the principle. They understand that they're giving themselves rich. They understand that the more that they give, it's not just scriptural, but the principle works. The more that they give, the more that they have to give. And the more that they're opening their hearts to give, the more that God will make sure that they have to give.
Absolutely, Carlette. And I tell you right now, I'm a prime example of it. It looks like the more I give, the more I get.
Mm-hmm.
Or the more we give, the more we get. I mean, and we pride ourselves in being big givers. And I'm going to tell you, you know, there was some people on yesterday, and it moved me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now, was it Stella? No, it wasn't. It wasn't Stella. But it lets you know that there are people in this community, and that there are so many other people who are giving on different fronts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but there's a group of people out there who don't give anything.
Mm.
And basically, and as I said yesterday, you know, there's basically when you're wondering why you don't really have a whole lot.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you might want to check your giving. I mean, and that's just, you know, trying to say that in a real loving way, as lovingly as I can say it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that, you know, to give is how you receive.
Right.
You know, and so.
And you know, we talked about it, D.C., and we know that pastors in every pulpit USA, every
absolutely.
Pulpit in central Louisiana and surrounding areas is preaching and teaching about giving. And you know what? People are saying, well, you know, I give to other stuff, and I don't have to give to that. And this is true. This is very true. But when you talk about helping seniors, and I think about just the seniors that we visit on a monthly basis who, and I don't know if I shared this story, and I don't even know if we shared this story, but on one of the visits, maybe about 2 years ago, one of the visits, one of our seniors talked about not having enough money to pay her electric bill. You remember
yes.
that?
Yes, I remember that.
And when you went in to carry the box, because the boxes are about 50 pounds, the boxes are heavy. And so that means that DC and Young Juice Christmas have to literally haul the boxes in and set them wherever the seniors would like to place them. And so one of our seniors opened the door, grateful as she is, and she said she was praying and believing God that somebody, that God was going to raise somebody up to pay her electric bill.
Right.
And as I'm thinking about the fans, DC, I'm thinking about our senior.
Right.
Who didn't have the money to pay her electric bill.
Absolutely.
And she said, you know what, my faith is in God.
She did say it.
Well,
she said, my faith is in God. And she said, God is raising up somebody to bring that money and pay it for me because I just don't have it. And I said, yeah, he sent me. I'm glad to do it.
Mm-hmm.
$270? Okay. Let me get my checkbook.
Right. And when I heard the bill was almost $300, I'm thinking, okay, well, her electric bill couldn't be any more than $100.
Yeah, but they go over. It's like, you know, you get one and then another one comes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you adding fees to that. And, you know, she was just elated and jubilant. And she said she knew it was her faith was so strong tell she, I obviously I said, well, you know, it must be, God must be saying, you know, somebody's going to come here and do it. And I don't know anybody else who was going to be visiting her there soon. So if it wasn't me, I just went on and took it on.
And you felt a real pressing. You felt a real pressing to do this. And I guess the reason why God brought that story back, because I had really forgotten about it. And I think it was, I know it was a HD download, a Holy Ghost download, that I just got that, is because God will press on your heart to help people. And you could have easily said, well, you know, sister, I'm going to be praying. Carlette and I are going to be praying with you. We're going to be believing God. But God said that when you have the resources and the means, when you have it,
right,
why send, you know, send that person away, or why go away when you have the resources to do it? You know you can do it. And so I guess, you know, this morning, you know, sir, yesterday I was thinking, what adjective could I use about the way that I felt about the sort of lack of response and maybe the ambivalence that people are feeling for the seniors? And ambivalence, I guess, is too strong of a word. But the...
Well, Carlette, it could be that people are thinking, wow, you know, in this day and age, I mean, who needs a, you know, who needs a fan? But a lot of people really don't appreciate that there's a lot of people out here who's struggling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you know, most of us, you know, we do live in a country of more than enough.
Yeah.
But even in this country of more than enough, there are people who are going hungry.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who don't have a fan. And there's people who have air conditioning and is like the lady who can't afford to run it as much.
Right.
And a simple fan
mm-hmm.
would help them when it's cooler to be able to use the fan versus, I know my grandmother, Mama B, Ma B used to say, you know, she had air conditioning, but she didn't want to run it all night and stuff.
Right.
It's just easier to just have a fan.
Or you run it for a little bit. Right. You run it a little bit and you kind of let it cool.
I understood it when they were saying what the mm-hmm. fans. It doesn't mean that you're destitute.
Right.
It doesn't, you know, and now there's some people out there who that's all they have, a fan.
Mm-hmm.
But there's people out there who have air conditioning, but the energy cost to run that stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, is high.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Clico's high.
Right.
Bottom line.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and they're not going to, one thing about Clico is they're not going to give you anything.
Right.
You can call them and they're not going to give you nothing.
Right.
That's just how it is.
And I mean, and at the end of the day, you know, at this time of the year, it gets incredibly hot. And you have to have some sort of resource to keep yourself cool. And that's when we hear about heat strokes. That's when we hear about finding seniors. And Octavia said it, you know, the medics are going out and they're finding not only old people, but babies who are in distress because of the heat. And so, you know, this is something that we don't do every day, DC.
Right.
But as God puts it on your heart, as he did with Helping Hands Ministries, it's something that we wanted to participate in. And, you know, you can certainly choose to give wherever and whenever you decide. But I know that in every church USA, as I said, every pulpit, pastors are teaching and preaching about giving. And in order to have God's promises, and we're not here to preach, we're not preachers, but we just understand the principles because we use them. And so we're here to really kind of, what they would say in church, testify, you know, when you give and then you see the response of what God does for you, then, you know, the word says we're justified by the word and by the blood of our testimony. And so, you know, you just want to make sure that you're giving and that you are trying to help someone else. And so with that said, DC, you talked to the folks at Helping Hands Ministries yesterday.
Yeah. What we wanted to do, Carlette, is those people who gave.
Right.
Octavia, Mary Boyd Smith,
Miss LaWanda,
Miss Ari,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's
Dan.
Dan, mm-hmm. Dan, man, super job, man.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some folks who called the office.
Miss Cora, mm-hmm.
Right, Miss Cora. There were some folks who also called the office versus calling here, because really what we realized is we didn't give the number. You know, we just assume that people have the number to the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times, you know, a lot of people might have not given because we didn't give them the number to the radio station, and then may have forgotten later on in the day,
mm-hmm.
you know, that they could have given. But we did give the number to the place, and some people did call. And I am here to report right now that we did give approximately 25 fans.
Absolutely.
And I think they had about 50 fans.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be about 75 fans. So really, it may look like in the natural that we didn't do anything, but we almost did over more than half of what they already had.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that is a
mm-hmm.
lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, approximately 75 fans that they're going to give away in the community, and the Rapides Parish Sheriff's Office is going to give those out to the people that they know are in need of.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an all-around effort from community people, community leaders that are doing something to be the change that they want to see instead of just talking all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Just talking,
mm-hmm.
talking, and never really do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so with that said, we have a caller here that wants to say something, Corlette.
Okay.
There you go.
Good morning, caller. Welcome to OPT. Who's this?
This is Mr. Josh Bradley. Good morning.
Oh. Well, my goodness, Mr. Josh Bradley.
That's Josh Bradley. You know, we use a lot of his sayings.
Joshuisms, huh?
Yeah, Joshuisms. We use a lot of his information when you hear us talk. That's the man. He is Joshua Jericho, his son.
Jibe, good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. How y'all doing?
Can't you tell? We're doing absolutely wonderful. Thank you for asking. Well, so I know that you've got a big announcement that you want to share with our listeners. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, today is our 31st wedding anniversary, my wife and myself, and I want to send a shout-out to her to let her know how much I appreciate her.
Absolutely, and that's Deidre Bradley.
Deidre Bradley.
Deidre, 31 years. Josh, what has been the glue that has kept you all for 31 years?
Yeah, myself learning how to take low.
Learning how to take low.
Take low, what does that mean? Tell us about taking low.
It means to win every time when you take low. You can't lose.
You can't lose. Okay, so basically when you say you're taking low, though, that means you're taking the low road.
That's right, and giving him the high side.
Wow.
All right.
Amazing.
So if he win, I win.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wow. And he always wins, right?
Hey, sure as I tell you.
Wow. Hey, Jay, we were talking about yesterday and even today about giving.
Yeah,
now,
you can say that by giving.
Give us
gently, though.
Yeah, give us the gentle side of giving and really what giving is to you.
Giving is this. Giving makes you rich. I don't care how much a fella owns or how much he possess, but if he won't give, he's poor.
Ooh, that's what he said.
Poor don't mean not having. Poor mean having plenty and won't give any.
Mm.
You want to be rich, you got to open your hands up and give.
So
just give.
So Jibe, why do you think more people won't open their hands up?
Well, they're afraid, man. They're afraid. They're afraid somebody gonna come a little too often. Because he ain't true in his heart to start with. When you're honest in your heart, you don't ever fear.
Mm.
You don't walk around in fear, wondering about tomorrow. Tomorrow gonna take care of itself.
Wow. Jibe, you are such a man of wisdom, and I'm glad that our listeners got a chance to share just a little bit of that wisdom that you have shared with us and so many for years and years and years. And we just want you to know that we honor you and Deidre. Deidre, we honor you this morning. We honor the marriage and the life that you have lived for 31 plus years together, and the things that you have spoken not only into young marriages like ours at the time when it was young, but into others' lives. We honor that and we honor you. Thank you so much for being there and being such an integral part of so many people's lives.
And thank y'all, and I love y'all. And
we
I
love you too.
Stay on point.
Thank you, that brother Frank.
We'll do it. This segment is sponsored by Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist, also known as MIGS, making patients better, faster, is their top priority. Also, Hixson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hixsonhasit.com. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. His law office has been serving the people of Central Louisiana for decades. in representing the people here with competence, excellence, and professionalism. For more information about attorney Chris Roy Jr. and the Roy Law Office, 318-487-9537. Don't forget about the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union getting ready to have their ribbon cutting. They're having their new grand reopening, and it is going to be absolutely a bunch of fabulousness. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. The credit union with heart. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish. Home, auto, and life insurance is what they'll connect you with. Get to a better state by phoning 318-487-1881. Does that just warm your heart or what?
Man, that's awesome. I'm going to tell you, man. Josh and DJ, they really have been part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
In high school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Josh used to do, man, call that, I mean, you know, Josh really was instrumental in helping me become a man.
Yeah.
Very instrumental. You know, it's, and it's good to hear him on the radio. I don't know if that is, you know, because he's a man of all kinds. He's been all over the world and done all kinds.
Let me tell you what that was. Let me tell you what that was this morning.
What?
That was a pearl.
That was a pearl.
That was a pearl.
He said, it's just because you have something don't mean you're not poor.
Mm-hmm.
You might have something, you're still poor.
Mm-hmm.
You can't give anything.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
I guess that would be the equivalent of stingy.
Yeah.
Poor. You know, you don't even know you're poor.
Yeah.
Poor.
I'm going to have to meditate on that.
Sometimes, man, somebody will drop a pearl like that on you, and it might be 6 months before you get the full manifestation of what they were saying. That's why I meditate on information. And that's why I have to be careful what I let go in, because I'll let something go in that's completely crazy, and I'll meditate on it, but then I'll deject.
Let's get a break here, everybody. You're on point. The official OPT Network. We're back right after this.
Listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the Bigger Show, and the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions, memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Amerigroup has a new look.
We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Vols Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, Rennie, your jacket is huge.
It's my flavor jacket.
Whatever you're craving, I got it. You want a chili dog? I'll give you a good deal.
I'm good, man. McDonald's Dollar Menu and More has plenty. Like a tasty McChicken sandwich for just $1.
Okay, now how about this pocket right here? Nachos.
Nah, I can always score a juicy McDouble burger for a great price.
Sounds like the Dollar Menu and More's got everything.
Yep, even better. Doesn't come in some dude's jacket.
From savory to sweet, the Dollar Menu and More has your back. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
This is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information about Attorney Chris Roy Jr., the number to phone, 318-487-0991.
Good morning. This is Joe Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute and Pastor Emeritus of St. Matthew Baptist Church. You know, I was thinking how mad involved and how awesome we are. To be a mailman, the mailman, the man, the mailman, not the female man, but the mailman. One of the great things in studying us is when God created his universe, his world, and man, he looked, and God said man was good. So if God said we're good, don't let nobody tell you we're not good. God created us, and there was nobody else to ask but God. So God said we were good. And then he gave us a job. So the man had a job before he had a wife and a family. He worked. God watched him work. He was productive. He identified things. He's so smart. He named things. Whatever he named it, it still is. And then after man learned to work and be responsible, God gave man a woman. He didn't give him another man. He gave him a woman. And the fun with that is, we say, well, how did Adam No, Eve was a woman. The mental picture is when Adam woke up and saw that beautiful object standing in front of him, he didn't say woman. Adam hollered, wow, man. And so he dropped the hole, you know. He was shocked to see what he had never seen before. So he hollered, wow, man. And as Adam evolved, as man evolved, remember this for me, man, that we are responsible for everything in the universe. When God created it, he gave it to him. He gave man a world with everything in it and said, you're responsible. You are responsible. Identify, work, work, learn, work. And what I've discovered, if a man does not know he is a real mailman, he become what the people in another generation would call breath and britches. So the shortage of the mailman in America and in the world is the shortage of us having understanding of who we are. So when we don't know who we are, we try to be something that we are not. And too many mailmen are trying to be something that they're not. So when I come along, they said, you're just lesser than a man. So our next work is going to be to help us discover our purpose in life, who we are and let the boys know that there is a man in every boy and there's a boy in every man. This has been another OPT Pearl of Wisdom. I'm Reverend Joyce Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute. I would like to wish everyone and encourage everyone in the OPT listening audience to have a wonderful, blessed, safe, and prosperous day. Go and be a blessing to someone else. God bless you.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double taught, liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapid Regional Medical Center.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight.
Bigger show in 3, 2.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, we're winding down the week. We're headed straight towards the 4th of July. And we're doing it, of course, in fine style. Down in the parish. This morning, of course, we're joined by Wilbert Carmouche, who is the executive director of the Avoyelles Commission Tourism. And I'm going to tell you what, Wilbert, it's always a great pleasure to have you.
Thank you.
But boy, everybody in and around Avoyelles Parish is excited about the Avoyelles Arts Music Festival.
Absolutely. It's Louisiana's July 4th Destination Festival.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of hard work went into this. There's like something for everyone. No matter what type of music you like, there will be something there for you.
And it is just growing and growing and growing.
Absolutely. This is their third annual, and it's the first time that it is on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it, you know, even better, because then you can come and stay all day long and enjoy all day long and, you know, stay overnight in the parish. And then, you know, there's activities next day again. I know, like, Paragon has another concert with Clay Walker on Saturday night.
Okay.
So, I mean, there's, you know, all day Friday you can, you know, you can go to the barbecue cook-off. You can watch the poker run. You know, just there's children's activities. It starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. Bands Ashes of Babylon is going to be there. You know, there's a Zydeco music,
mm-hmm.
there's blues band, there's a brass band that's going to be there.
And so how's it all going to be situated, Wilbert, for people that are like just coming into the parish?
If you're coming in from the north on Highway 1, you're going to see the festivities right there at the first light, right by Walgreens, CVS,
mm-hmm.
Fresh Catch, into downtown
mm-hmm.
is where it is. It's all right there in that block. The barbecue cook-off is on the corner of Washington and Tunica Drive.
Okay.
The activities are on the corner of Main and Tunica, but it's all like one big block.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, a couple of streets will be shut off, and you know, there's going to be these very nice misting tents that are going to be.
Wow.
Or it's going
to
be, you know, for
to keep people cool.
To keep people cool. So it's just you know, live music, three different contests, I think hot dog eating contest, cherry pie eating contest, and watermelon eating contest. They're doing those. I mean, they've got it well planned. As the bands are breaking down, the
mm-hmm.
DJ, Jonathan Augustine, is going to be there, and he's going to be doing these contests and playing music while the bands are switching out.
Wow, so that's going to be exciting. Starting at 10 o'clock in the morning. Now, as we move a little bit further down, we've got Louisiana's longest running July 4th parade.
That's correct. And that's at 6 o'clock in the evening. And that is organized by the Chamber of Commerce and the City of Marksville. And as you said, Louisiana's longest running July 4th parade. So as you can see, there was something happening there already.
Mm-hmm.
And the Arts Council stepped in and built on that and made a full day festival of for that event. And then the fireworks are at right at dark, and that is by the Marksville Fire Department.
Okay.
That does that. So for many years, because you're probably too young to remember this, but many years ago it was called Fête de Bleu, and it used to
Fête de Bleu,
you know, Festival of Blue.
Uh-huh.
And that was at the Marksville State Historic Site, you know, where the ceremonial mounds
mm-hmm.
are and the burial mounds are, which there's a lot of, you know, revamping of that with the thought process. I'm going to throw that in as a sidebar, because now that Poverty Point has been designated a world destination for Native American culture.
Wow.
There's going to be a lot of interest in the mounds again, because, you know, we're only 2 hours south of Poverty Point, you
wow.
know,
mm-hmm.
and dating back to basically almost that period in the prehistoric
So that's
going to
bring more tourism
that
in.
That will bring more tourism in, yes. So, but that's where the 4th of July festival, as we say back in the day,
mm-hmm.
that's where the 4th of July used to be celebrated, down at the Marksville State Historic Site. But then since then, that has, you know, through the years, that, because I mean, I've seen people shot out of cannons there, you know.
Come on.
Exactly.
Wow.
So we do. You know, we could redo that and use DC. We
now,
could shoot
Wilbert,
him.
Now,
he would,
now, why would you? Now, why did you want to shoot DC out of a cannon?
We'll put a net. It'll be all right. We'll catch him in a net.
He said, we'll put a net.
Yeah, we'll catch him.
That's just what I'm thinking. He's such a bull in the china shop. He would completely miss the net.
Well, no, I mean, you know, now
he would miss
now
the
that
net.
He's so fit and trim, he might pass through the squares of the net.
I thought he was my friend.
Well, he's paying you just a good comment. He said, now that you're so, you're lean and mean.
It's not going to matter how lean I am if I'm dead.
Don't worry, honey. I'm not going to let them put you in the cannon. That is not going to happen.
It's on contract already, DC. Exactly.
He's willing to take it for the team.
That's what I'm talking about. Take that hit. So, again, we're inviting you to the third annual of Avoyelles Arts and Music Fest, a destination festival for the 4th of July. And I was just at another radio station this morning, a local radio station in Avoyelles Parish, and I'm hearing the weather might start off to be like 68 degrees in the morning.
Come on.
But if you remember right, last year it was, and I'd be at the festival? Oh, okay.
Okay, then.
Let's get that straight. Because I might pull that net from the...
Now, that's going to be sweet.
Yes, that was. And it was like that last year. I do remember that. I mean, it was, you know, for the 4th of July, we'll call it cool. You know, mm-hmm. It was maybe like 89, 90 degrees. I'm calling that cool on the 4th of July. So
absolutely.
But we've got plenty more activities happening in and around the parish throughout the month of July. Like, we have our Lunch and Learn that continues every second Tuesday.
Let me ask you this, Wilbert. Have you been so surprised and so really amazed by the Lunch and Learn and how well it's doing?
Oh, absolutely. And I think one of the, you know, we started it off, and, you know, we're into our second mm-hmm. year now with this. And what we did, we put like a little survey or a suggestion box out and asked them, you know, what topics would you like? Because it's like everything else. Some people don't, you know, if it's a topic that no one is interested in, even though, you know, someone is stepping up to the plate and doing it, then it's almost falling on a deaf ear.
Right.
So we're going with topics that people have suggested that we do, and it's really very, very well. And this time...
And this is a big one, because a lot of people are not really taking heed to estate planning.
Absolutely, yes. And Aloysia Ducote over at Ducote & Company has stepped up to the plate, and she's doing, her topic will be the basics of estate planning. And
wow.
as you alluded mm-hmm. to, it, you know, as we are in a maturing world,
yes.
you know, there are certain things that we should be doing and certain steps that we should be taking to plan for our mm-hmm. our golden years.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then what we're seeing, and even in the parish, we're seeing a lot of people dying a lot younger.
Absolutely. And, you know, illness has no boundary. It mm-hmm. has no age. So, you know, we've got to get ready for things.
Absolutely. And so tell people how they can connect with that.
Absolutely. You know, it's from 11:30 in the morning till 1 o'clock. So, I mean, if someone is working, they can just maybe take a little extended lunch mm-hmm. and we get through this. We feed you lunch. So that's not a problem either. We just ask for a $3 donation to help us defray some of the cost
mm-hmm.
to do that. And we take only the first 40 people.
Right.
And here's the phone number, 964-2245. And, of course, that's with an area code of 318.
And tell people where that's going to be.
And that's at our office, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, 8592 Highway 1 in Mansoura.
Mm-hmm.
We're in with the LSU Ag Center, Southern University Center, and the Louisiana 4-H Museum.
And you can't hardly get any information, and the information that you're going to get for $3 plus lunch.
Absolutely.
I mean,
and this is coming from a CPA. You know,
right.
Ducote & Company is a CPA firm there in the parish, and Aloysia has volunteered to do this for us. So we do it, you know, they'll do like a 20-minute talk on the topic and then open it up for question and
good.
Answer. So it's going to be a very, very good topic. You know, I'm sure she'll hit on what steps do you have to take with, you know, with property and,
right.
and things like that. So that you can be, you know, you want to say, you know, either assisted home ready,
right.
nursing home ready. And, you know, there's just like that new facility that
mm-hmm.
has opened in
mm-hmm.
In Marksville. And
making a lot of decisions.
Making a lot of decisions. That is correct. So that's
and so from
topic.
There, where are we moving to?
Well, you're going to go get DC's, but we're going to have to whisper this one. So we're going to have to go make his Christmas present.
Let me tell you, I'm going to have to make it because he is not going to do good with this.
No, well, you know, I love this program, Pine Needle Basketry, and that's going to be at the Marksville State Historic Site. That's on July 11th. And I love this program because, you know, you go there and you come home with a portion of, you know, depending on how quick you are to, you know, pick up on the technique, with a pine needle basket. Mm-hmm. So you either get to finish it there or finish it at home.
Mm-hmm.
It's made from the heart, so a lot of love has gone. A lot of love has gone into that.
You won't be duplicating this gift.
They won't want to re-gift it. And the third thing that's the clincher is they don't know where to bring it back.
Right, right, so, right. So you kind of stuck with it.
Perfect, yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
But made with a lot of love.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Exactly. And it's, you know, you learn an art of Native American art uh-huh. from, you know, way back when. So for $4, but if you're over 62 and under 13, so it's perfect for a grandparent to bring a grandchild. Mm-hmm. Free of charge if you fit it, you fit that criteria.
And I've been really, we've been encouraging people to try to find things and ways to get young people out of the house.
Absolutely.
And this is a great, great idea.
Get them off those devices.
Absolutely.
Let them use their minds. Mm-hmm. And, let them use their hands.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. But you can call Mr. Dahl Jennings so he can get enough supplies ready for the program at 888-253-8954.
Okay.
And so that's a wonderful program. Then we go over to July 13th, which is a Sunday afternoon, for our French Creole celebration.
French Creole, this sounds like, is it going to be food?
A little bit.
A little bit.
You know, of all kinds. It's got to come
gotta
with food.
Got to put a little bit of food.
And that is sponsored, the food is going to be sponsored by the Mansoura Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
Well, we're going to start with a program at the Mansoura Pavilion at 2:30. Mr. Brian Costello from Pointe-Coupee Parish, mm-hmm. who is an author and historian, and one of his expertises is on the French Creoles that settled in and around that Avoyelles, Pointe-Coupee, Emanuel, mm-hmm. and St. Landry area. So he's going to be there to give a little talk on that. And Randy DeQueer will also be on hand, and he's the author, historian, editor, and owner of the journal, and
okay.
the weekly news, mm-hmm. the Funky Record.
That we get,
that
everybody.
We get, mm-hmm. Exactly. And he's going to talk about Bastille Day and the observances of Bastille Day, which is the next day, which is on the 14th. But we figured we'd have a better reception and just, you know, offer it on a day, on a holiday weekend.
Okay.
So then that way more people could possibly attend. And then we're going to end with a mass at St. Paul's in Mansoura, the oldest church in Avoyelles Parish.
Wow. How old is it, Wilbur?
Now you've put me on the spot. Oh, yes, absolutely. Over 100
years. At least over 100 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. The church parish, not the physical church. Because I think they've had maybe one or two of those churches to burn down, you know, in through the years. But Father Irian is going to do a wonderful mass and remembering the French Creole, our French Creole descendants.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get additional information there, 964-2025. And it is an event that is free and open to the public.
Okay.
So that is our French Creole celebration, because last year we got designation from the legislature as a French Creole parish.
Wow.
You know, there's sort of a misnomer, not that we don't have any Cajuns in Avoyelles Parish, but we were basically settled from, our ancestors came directly from France to Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't do the Canada-Nova Scotia deal and then come back in later. They just
right, they were direct.
They just came direct, exactly. The those that basically came and did the Nova Scotia thing and then came into Louisiana, more settled in the South.
Okay.
And then later moved up, but
the parish did get that designation.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. yes. Along with Pointe-Coupee, St. Landry, and Evangeline, four
great.
Parishes got that designation from the legislature.
William, you are a plethora of information.
Well, we try. We got to put it out there.
And every time you come, we get just a little bit more history about, you know, cities that we are right next to. A lot of people live in the city, don't know that, or in the parish, don't know that. And so it's just good information.
Absolutely. And, I mean, throwing that out, tourism has a wealth of books, you know, mm-hmm. that have been written by Mr. Carlos Mayu and Randy DeQueer, you know, both parish historians. And, I mean, they know this parish coming and going.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a lot of books that you can purchase at the tourism office. And really for very good pricing, you
mm-hmm.
know, $20, $32, $40, you know, for a book that'll give you all of this history on,
right.
from the parish, from the different towns. So it's really a good coffee table book to have, or
sure.
you know, bedtime reading, lots of you know, these books you know, go down into the families that first came and
right.
how families evolved, family names, you know, meanings of where they're coming from. So
things we just wonder about and never really knew, and it's housed right there.
Absolutely. Very, very interesting, you know, and I mean, I know you can find a lot of that on the internet, but I mean, right here, you don't have to search for it. It's right there. It's in your hand.
Mm-hmm. Couple more things happening in the parish
absolutely.
That we want to share before we've got
to
go.
Absolutely, we go back to the prehistoric mounds tour at the Marksville State Historic Site. That's July 26th, and same program starts at 10, and then it's repeated at noon. Again, same rules: $4 for adults over 62, under 13 free. And they just ask that you call in and pre-register at 253-8954. And then there's the event for DC and I.
Yeah, this is the big one.
This is the big
this
one.
This is the big
culinary
one.
Event of the summer.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be tasting.
Yeah, that's right. You're going to be grazing for 2 hours.
Well,
exactly.
But, you know, you got to be very careful because these are those pitfalls. Yes.
Yeah. But you just allow you that once in a while. This is La Cuisine de la Louisiane taking place at Paragon's Maury Showroom on July 27th from 5:30 to 7:30. The tickets are $35, but
this is a big event, though.
It's
isn't
a very
it?
Big event.
Big
there's
event.
Music on stage. There's beverage centers. There's, you know, you're in the Maury Center, and you get to taste from probably around 30 different restaurants
mm-hmm.
and bakers. You know, from a three parish area
mm-hmm.
because it benefits a benefactor in Evalds Parish,
mm-hmm.
in Central Louisiana, and in Lafayette Parish. So they each get restaurants from those three parishes
wow.
that come in and prepare samplings.
Mm-hmm.
And you just go around and, you know, you get to taste all of this. And the $35 that you're paying for your ticket goes to these benefactors, to these nonprofit organizations.
Right.
You know, for Lafayette, it's Camp Boncoeur, which is it's a camp for children that have heart issues.
Wow.
And in Alexandria, that our area here, it's for the Sinla chapter of the American Red Cross.
Wow.
And in Evalds Parish, it's for the Evalds Society for the Developmentally Challenged. And we all know it as Silver Lining.
Right.
You know, that wonderful bakery.
The pie company.
The pie company mm-hmm. in town, yes. And I have a phone number here. If someone needs tickets, they can call 318-253-6955, and Silver Lining Pie Company has the tickets for us in locally in Evalds.
Absolutely. And let people know, Wilbert, how they can connect with the website and how they can connect with you via telephone if they missed any of this or they want to connect with any of these great events that are going to be happening this month in the parish.
Absolutely. Our website is up and running, and we're getting a lot of hits on our new site right now, and I'm
yeah.
really proud
okay.
of that new site.
Mm-hmm.
And you had seen it a while back,
mm-hmm.
and you commented
great.
On that as
mm-hmm.
well. But especially with that growing corn at the bottom
shucks.
Of it. Oh, shucks. It's wonderful.
It is
yes,
wonderful.
You go to travelofoils.com. That's www.travelofoils.com for our website. You can call us at 800-833-4195. Come see us at 8592 Highway 1 in Mansoura, or Facebook me, Wilbert Carmouche, and we've got all of that information.
And Wilbert Facebooks. He does. They do Facebook. So
I have
you
a
can.
Question for Wilbert.
What's the question?
Because, you know, Wilbert has a lot of history down there in the parish.
Uh-oh.
Are they familiar over in that area of the parish with the Boudin Ball?
Boudin ball.
I mean, I'm sorry. The Hati Mati ball. My bad. Because I love the Boudin ball, especially from Juno. I'm talking about the Hati Mati ball.
I don't
just
know.
I embarked upon the Hati Mati ball. What I need to know is, are you guys aware of the Hati Mati ball over there?
I'm not aware of the Hati Mati ball.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
Tell me more, as they say.
Well, there's a gentleman in Bunkie by the name of Winston Charles Dossman, and he makes a Hati Mati ball, and we've got the opportunity
yes.
to taste it. And it is awesome.
I think it's going to be the newest, hottest craze.
Yeah.
Not
it's
just
awesome
in the parish.
Man.
But, I mean, it is something that is going to be huge. I mean, it's you can only imagine what the, because I couldn't imagine what this was
when
like
you
until.
See one, you like,
until we taste it. It is similar to a Boudin ball, but the outside is very, very warm and very brown. And it's got a hard shell, not too hard, but just soft enough to bite into. And in the inside is the tamale meat. And, of course, it's fried.
The wrapping from the tamale as well.
Yeah. Oh, the wrapping from the tamale.
Yeah, you know, the outer shell of the tamale is also inside of the floury hard shell. I mean, it's awesome, Will. I'm going to tell you right now, I didn't know. Now we know that the way Winston does this hot tamale ball is the absolute only way that I think anybody does it, because there's people who do hot tamale balls, but I don't think they do hot tamale balls like this. As a matter of fact, Winston may have to change the name of it from hot tamale balls, because there are people who do hot tamale balls that are absolutely nothing like this, and we have not seen anything else like this. He has invented something.
Has Wilbur made you hungry? You just like
put a patent on
popped up the hot tamale ball?
No, I'm curious because, you know, Wilbur has all the food history.
Yes,
all
he does.
Of the history of Evolves Parish.
Who better to ask?
And this is coming out of Evolves Parish.
But, you know, that's how you learn things.
Yeah,
is by talking about it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. No, I was not aware of the hot tamale ball, but I mean, well, where can we get this?
Do well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get with the entrepreneur that does the balls, and we're going to get them. We're going to get you about a dozen of them, Wilbur, to see just what you think.
Absolutely.
And we're going to let Wilbur be like the Siskel and Ebert of the hot tamale.
Uh-oh, the Siskel and Ebert of the hot tamale balls.
Yeah, the, what's the word I'm looking for? The food, the critic.
The food
the food critic.
The critic. Wilbur is going to be the critic. Because if Wilbur says, this hot tamale ball passes my, because it's passed my test.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of other folks' tests.
Right.
Wilbur needs to be, he is the.
We need to use your palate.
Yeah, we need to use it.
We need your palate.
I will be getting a dozen hot tamale balls to you as soon as possible.
Well, that sounds wonderful.
Wilbur was like.
Myers and I would like to. And, well, we'd and, like to try and that. We'd like to.
Myers is probably very much like young David Christmas. He has.
Exactly. Oh. But, yeah.
No, not one word. Well, you know how we've been talking about getting kids out of the house. Well, Wilbert brought his godson into the studio. Myers, we want to thank you. He has been the consummate gentleman. And, you know, it's just good to get the kids out sometimes. And I said that's saying a lot, because Wilbert rolls. He rolls early, and he rolls big.
That's right. And we can't wait for those hot tamale balls.
Hey, Wilbur.
You almost have me on a quest now.
Wilbur, do it one time with that. That's how we roll in the parish.
That's how we roll in the parish, buddy. You are correct.
Love it. Wilbur, thank you so much for always being on point with us. And thank you for all that the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism is doing in the parish to make it bigger, better, and all of the events stronger. They're growing each year. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And we just, you know, no matter where, you know, we want you to celebrate the 4th with us in the parish, but no matter where you are, just be safe.
Be safe. Great last words. You're on point, everybody. The official OPT Network. We got to get a break, but we're back with more right after this.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Last night, I signed my first $1 million contract.
My baby made it to the pros.
Yeah, when the house party went on until morning, I made Mom happy by buying everyone McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast.
Not only is he talented, he can spot a wise investment.
When you can afford anything you want, you only buy what you love.
McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast. With great tasting options like McCafe coffee, sausage burritos, and the sausage McMuffin sandwich, there's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim. What's wrong? He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon Has It.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally, my kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding and appreciation of art through 3 decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana.
For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Blue jean baby, L.A. lady, seamstress for the band.
Bigger show in 3, 2.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Well, it's Wednesday, and we're winding down the week. Want to thank again Wilbert Carmouche from the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. We remind you to stay and play in the parish. Lots happening. But switching gears, DC, and kind of rewinding a little bit. This morning when we started the show, we started thanking everybody and talking about Helping Hands Ministry. Ray Powell was the gentleman who started Helping Hands Ministry. And they've got, you know, a bevy of volunteers of about 60 people. Mike McVeigh was with us yesterday. And we certainly felt not only Mike's heart. Mike, if you're listening, we felt your heart. You know that. But we felt the heart of the ministry, Helping Hands Ministry. And when we went to the break, DC, you got a caller that called in.
Yes.
And she said what?
She said that she wanted to send out $100 donations to the Helping Hands Ministry for the fan drive, and that she's donating 5 more fans.
Mm-hmm.
So that's approximately 30 fans. So
right.
Now we've done over half of what they had already done, which is a big booster shot into what they were doing there.
Absolutely. And this is a lady that we've never met.
Right.
But we feel so dear and so close to her because God has used her systematically to speak into our lives, you see, at a time when we probably just really needed that word and God knew we needed that word. And we simply call her an angelic force in our lives who speaks into our lives, who encourages us, and who really supports what we do. So
absolutely.
We thank you for that. And she said, you know, I don't know if that's going to help. And as you said that, our friend, this is what God gave to me. This is what Mother Teresa said. And for all of those people that have sat and listened and didn't heed the call, the call wasn't for everybody, and we understand that. But for those of you who the call was for and you chose not to move,
right.
This is what Mother Teresa said, DC. She said, it's not how much we give, but how much love we put into giving. Mother Teresa said that. It's not how much love, it's not how much we give, but how much love we put into giving. And what we understood yesterday was that everybody who called put love into their giving.
And that's the most important thing.
And that is the most important thing. And I tell you what, as we continue this journey and this quest, we're going to be doing lots of things. But one thing that I love, love, love about you, David Christmas, is that when you decide that we are going to get involved, that we are going to help those nonprofits, we're going
right.
to help those ministries, you never ask any of our listeners to do anything that you won't first do.
Absolutely not. I mean, to me, that's a lot of hypocrisy. And you always see people that take this microphone asking people to do stuff, but you never see what they do. And they're always saying that what I do is I get on here and from, you know, I mean, sometimes, you know, it takes a little bit more than that. And it takes going down, reaching down into your pocket and coming up with something.
So, and you know, for a lot of people, reaching down into their pockets is the hardest part. People can talk about it and tell others what to do. But
right.
we've got to all stop talking about it.
Absolutely.
And we've got to start being about it. And Mr. Powell was so about it, Ray Powell was so about it, and so about helping seniors, that when they started the ministry, Mike was saying they had to use his credit card to buy the things that they were giving away.
Absolutely.
But they trusted and they had faith that in their giving, God would restore them, not only restore them, but he would give them
mm-hmm.
plenty for themselves and
right.
plenty to give away.
Well, Colette, I think that, you know, that happens to a lot of people. And
what happens to a lot of people?
Well, you know, you see people and you see institutions, and God gives them a vision to build something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's been done to us. You know, he's given us
mm-hmm.
a vision into building something.
That's right.
But the worst thing that can happen to somebody that I believe, then this is just me from my educational background, just talking here
mm-hmm.
about what I think, feel, and believe about a lot of people who've been shown big things to do.
Right.
Big things.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that we've been shown this thing to do, and we know that it's about to go to another level here
mm-hmm.
real soon. We're dealing right now with that. And what can happen, what I realize that can happen, is that you can get so caught up in the building that thing that God showed you that you were going to build
mm-hmm.
that you forget to do the work along the way. In other words, if I'm trying to build a media empire,
right,
and there's people all around me that need help, but God told me that he was going to build the empire, but I start thinking that I have to do it.
Mm.
And then what I start doing is stop doing the work that I need to do along the way for the empire to be built.
Mm-hmm.
I get caught up into thinking that I have to do it. A lot of people, that is happening to a lot of people. That is happening to a lot of churches. You've been shown, hey, we're going to build this big old church. So you think that you have to rustle everything in to build it when God said, I'm going to give you everything you need.
Mm.
Just, you know, because we firmly believe in giving until you're empty and God will fill you back up.
Right.
So you can't be you if you're to the point where you think, oh, okay, I got to keep this because I got, and you see people needing stuff.
Right.
But you can't give it to them because you're so stuck on what you got to do.
Right.
For what God showed you, because he did show you what you're seeing. And that's where a lot of people get caught up in, because you start depending on self.
Mm.
Self-will is one of the most dangerous things that can happen to any person or any institution. Once you believe you have to do it in self, you got a problem.
Mm.
Because there's forces out there. Some people call it the devil. You know, that's what I call it.
Right.
See, and I'll tell you, when you start having those conversations with your innermost self, and with the voices that speak to you,
mm-hmm.
and one of those voices say to you, how are you going to do that? If you answer that question wrong, you automatically lose. Because if you answer that question where I'm going to get it done because God's going to give me what I need to get it done, I'm going to do it. Once you say I'm going to do it, you automatically lose.
Right.
If you don't answer that question and say it's not mine to do, he's going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you automatically lose, because once he gets you to thinking it's you,
right,
you lose.
Wow. That is a powerful, powerful pearl of wisdom. And that's what giving and the lack of.
That's what it's all about. And Josh said it.
Mm-hmm.
People are trying to hold on.
And he said they're poor.
Yeah.
And in the mentality, the mindset,
absolutely,
is that of poverty. And I tell you what, it might seem like Pollyanna, this conversation, but it's necessary, and it is time that we start taking care of ourselves.
Absolutely.
It's time that we start doing something for someone else, and we just simply call it the hookup line.
Well, Colette, I'm gonna tell you right now, every church you go to, these men of God, and this is the thing that galls me the most, if you see a pastor and he's blessed, people have a problem with that.
Do they know?
I do not understand that, for the love of God. Why folks have problems with pastors being blessed who are doing what God says for them to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
If a pastor has 4 or 5 vehicles on an airplane because he's being obedient,
right?
That's because he's being obedient. That's not because of anything else.
Right.
That's not because of your few dollars that you gave.
Well, and then people are looking around saying, well, he's not going to do that on my money. Well, that's why you're never going to have anything. But see, this people that have that, they are following the principle. You see, they're constantly giving. They're constantly putting out into the atmosphere what it is
that
they want to have.
Absolutely. What happens is when they see those people give, though, they tune that out.
Right. They don't see that part. They don't see that part.
Okay, this man is giving $100,000 of this or $20,000 of that, and you really don't see it.
Right.
Or he sows into somebody else's ministry or does something or sows into the community in some sort of way. But, you know, he understands. And I heard Jesse Duplantis say one time, man, I don't even know what to ask for anymore.
Right. That's how much stuff he's got.
I got so much stuff, and I don't even know what to ask. But every time you see him, they're in a line somewhere giving something, because they understand that they give with expectation of getting back.
Mm-hmm.
And they believe with the utmost faith that they're going to get it back 100-fold.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I love when pastors say, hey, come give. I have no problem giving to anything. Mm-hmm. I don't care what it is. I'm going to give. Because what I expect to do is give myself rich.
Absolutely. And people, when they hear us say that, they really can't even fathom what it is that you're saying. People are saying, yeah, you keep giving. Y'all ain't going to have enough money to pay your bill.
Well, we rebuke you. Yeah, and the thing of it is, Carlette, is we are paid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are paid. You know, On Point Talk does really well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just listen to the sponsors that we have. They do really well.
Right.
And we're all into giving.
That's right.
And it's basically a principle that when you give, you listen to the people we got. You look at people like the Walkers, the Hicksons, you know, Cabrini, Rapids Regional. These are all institutions of higher giving.
Mm-hmm.
These people are out here giving, you know, and as they give,
McDonald's.
We give. Yeah, McDonald's of Central Louisiana. These people are, you know, and then we don't just have McDonald's of Central Louisiana. We have the whole co-op.
Mm-hmm.
That's Bunky, Marksville. We started out with just